The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
And right now, it's time to welcome the legend that is Clarky into the studio. Good evening, sir.
Do you know that happens every room I walk into? Do you know, Will? Good evening, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah,
how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Busy, busy times over Christmas, New Year, but survived it.
Okay, well, this is what we're here to talk about. So, a little 2016 review of the Fat Badger's year, and it's been a busy old year.
I've got a lot to cram into this, haven't I?
I know. I never go into the Fat Badger and it's quiet. That doesn't happen, does it?
No, it tends not to. No, we've got a good name for ourselves now, and it's year on year.
But before we start, of course, you know, with it being a first evening, with it being almost a weekend, with it being nearly 8 o'clock in the Food and Drink Show,
I couldn't come down empty-handed.
You couldn't come empty-handed. So what have you brought along for us to have a drink of tonight?
It's proving more and more popular, gluten-free. There's a few of them out there. We got one. It's called. It's from Estrella. It's a Spanish one, actually. Estrella Daura, it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Spanish.
It's sort of rice-based, a lot more, they lose a lot more rice rather than wheat, and you get that nice sort of sweet but delicate beery taste. And gluten-free, along with all the other dietary things, getting more and more popular. I'm thinking of turning myself even, you know.
Oh, really?
Well, not, yeah.
So we've got it open here.
What do you reckon to that?
That was quite a big gulp, actually.
Be careful. I know what you like with after a few big gulps, Will. We've seen that before.
I think I best be calling the elite taxi to pick you up at 8 o'clock tonight. So then, mate, 2016 at the Fat Badger. How's it been for you guys?
Just going from strength to strength, all aspects of it. We've got one of the main things we had, as well as the hotel rooms above the Badger. You know, of course, we're part of the White Hart Hotel.
Indeed.
We've got Montpellier House just literally next door. So run just your hotel rooms, you've got like luxury apartments there as well. So.
Somebody told me about this the other day and didn't know this at all. So as you're looking at the Fat Badger and the White Hart...
You drive up the car park ramp.
Yes.
So your hotel's and the Badger's on the right.
It's on the left.
That big building to the left, all brand newly refurbished. Yeah.
So if you've got any friends or family that you don't want staying with you coming to Harrogate, then inquire about this apartment.
There you go. Because you can use them, some of them you can just use them as sort of almost hotel rooms. But the bigger ones, you know, you can get a family of eight in there and there's kitchens... Washing machines, Xboxes, Will. They've got Xboxes.
Wow.
I mean, what's all that about?
And you've got the Fat Badger across the road, kind of just across way to...
People tend to get, you know, if there's nothing in your fridge and you can't be able to use the kitchen, they know where we are.
Exactly. So you've got that going on. What else, then?
Well, monthly beer clubs. They prove pretty famous, you know. We're quite well known for them. Every month, a different brewery comes along. Chef shows off what kind of posh food he can make, and the brewery show off all their posh beers, and everyone has a good time, really.
And what was the best beer club of 2016?
Well, it wasn't a local one, but the Peroni one was quite epic. In fact,
I'm gutted I missed that. I love Peroni.
Yeah, well,
what month was that?
It was about halfway through, maybe July, August, but I'm pretty sure it's just been finalised that this March they're doing another one.
Peroni.
Right,
and what food went with the Peroni one then?
Oh, it's a long... I've had a lot of sleep since then. I can't remember. But they really threw everything at it.
But will you keep reminding me about that one? Because I want to come to that one.
Well, you have been to one. We did witness you eat your prawn. It's your first ever prawn in 2016, I think.
So what month was that?
Oh, I haven't brought my diary with me.
That was a long time ago now, wasn't it?
It was.
So the beer clubs are back for 2017.
Yeah, and weddings as well. Weddings. I was hoping to... bring the lovely Sam down, but she's busy doing her hair because she's our events coordinator. Weddings are proving more and more popular with the room upstairs and the food that we can put out. I mean, we had two between Christmas and New Year, back-to-back weddings.
Really?
Yeah, it's a popular time to get married for some reason. I don't know.
But... Well, I don't know. I can understand it because it is a family time and, you know, a socialising time and obviously tie the knot, have it all done within one. Why not? And tell me about a wedding in the Fat Badger then.
Well, essentially, you've got all aspects. There's the room upstairs, the White Hart Suite, we call it. It's all, you know, poshly done out. I'm using the word posh a lot, aren't I? It's all nicely done
because
out.
Because you are posh.
Well,
we're in Harrogate and the Fat Badger is posh.
So they get the best of both worlds. They get the nice laid out room and all the quality food service. But everyone likes a pint, don't they? And
then
you're just one flight of stairs away. You've got all the aspects. You've got your cocktails, your craft beer, your draft cask ale, the whole bang shoot. You've got Clarkie at the bottom of the stairs, basically, while you're getting married.
And what more do you want on your special day? So, honestly, but if you haven't yet been to the Fat Badger, if you're listening to this from outside Harrogate or in Harrogate, just pop down and see these guys, whether it's you want to get married there or just, honestly, I just love it for a pint. It's a really chilled, relaxed environment. Any night of the week to just pop in, have a beer, friendly warm welcome, lovely little nibbles on the side, nice atmosphere in the bar. Am I doing it justice?
You're not doing badly. It's almost as if you spend quite a lot of time there, where they seem to know quite a lot about it.
So pop in and see these guys now. Because you brought me a beer, I've got you a little present.
Ooh, I'm excited now. What is it?
It's from the Stray FM Fruity Bar. I've got you a Stray FM orange. There you are, Mush. You can't leave empty-handed tonight.
I didn't get one of these in my pillowcase this Christmas, Mush, so I'm...
It's as though Santa's almost told me.
I'll be taking a selfie with my orange and let's get it on social media. You're too kind.
Clarky, thank you for swinging by.
Pleasure. It's been great. Cheers.
The Fat Badger Grill on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.